Hey, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
How are you? Exhausted, huh?
Mentally, physically.
Financially.
I'll be financially exhausted for 6 months.
Yeah, I know the feeling. It's like I can't wait for school to be over.
And then you can get a real job.
Yeah, hopefully. Which is why I have a little FYI here. Right now, for the month of June and into July, we're not going to do Paranormal Pictionary anymore.
Aww.
I know. It's too much work for me. It's one thing to find the pictures, but then I have to format them in Photoshop, and then every day that we upload the show, I have to put the picture up minus one place showing on the picture, right? And then every day thereafter, I have to take a little a blotch of it off and reveal more.
Yep.
Which means every day I'm updating the website, and I just literally don't have the time. I'm going into final exam and crunch mode here at school, and it's like, forget it, you know. For what few people listen to the show anyway, should I sacrifice my grades? I don't think so. So, you will see that these are also going to be shorty shows, because there's not much to tell. Not many people contribute or write in with parashares, and I really don't have the time to invest in being creative writing anymore, so... That's
it. So there you go.
So there you go. You're going to get a short deadline, no Paranormal Pictionary, and I'm going to hopefully graduate on the honor roll. Thanks so much.
Donations are accepted.
Because the best nation is a donation.
What about a fawn nation?
Oh. So did you see on Weird NJ, they put out a little bulletin that says, show us your weird. And it says, are you a professional or amateur photographer? Excuse me, that enjoys for unusual sights in the Garden State, that would be New Jersey. The Noyes Museum of Art and Weird NJ announce a Weird NJ photography exhibition to be held at the Noyes Museum. This juried event intends to discover what oddities may be lurking in the woods, under the boardwalk, or at the local watering hole, all within the state of New Jersey. Their goal is to gather the weirdest photos of New Jersey. What specifies weird? It is eerie, strange, historic, crazy, unbelievable, tacky, or forbidden.
Tacky? Jeez, I could take a picture of one of the sidewalks in Jersey and that'd be tacky.
Yeah, I know. That was just way open for too much abuse. Photos will be selected for their originality, photographic quality, or just plain weirdness. Selected photos will be on extended display at the Noyes, that's N-O-Y-E-S Museum, and featured on the Weird NJ website and in the pages of Weird NJ Magazine. Hey, you could get published. For all the details and entry information, visit the Noyes Museum of Art, and that's at the website is http://noyesmuseum.org. How about that?
Very nice.
Yeah, so if you're into photography and you're in the Garden State, get out, take your pictures, and submit them.
No, I'm screwed both ways. Well, not into photography, and I'm not into the Jersey.
Well, yeah. Whew, okay, so... And for all you Uncle Floyd fans, do you remember Uncle Floyd?
No.
How the hell could you have grown up in Jersey and not know Uncle Floyd?
I didn't grow up all in Jersey, thank you.
Well, not all in Jersey, but you lived here long enough. You never heard of Uncle Floyd?
No.
Floyd Vivino?
No.
Oh, maron. Well, anyway, Uncle Floyd, he used to have a cable show. I first found him when I was a kid back in the 70s on UHF, believe it or not. And like one day
wow,
I was bored.
They had TVs.
Yeah, they did. And I was bored one day at Graham's house, and I said, what does this UHF thing do? Because remember those old, these are the days of the televisions, no remotes where they were dials, you
yep.
actually physically
two
got
dials.
On. Yep, two dials, one for channels, one to turn it on and off. And
no, one for VHF, one for UHF.
Right. So I put it on UHF, and I started turning the other dial, and I tuned in the show, and I see this guy with this funny hat on, this loud plaid jacket, and he's playing like ragtime on a piano, and there was a doll that had, instead of a head, it had a cup in place of its head, and a little face drawn on it, and that was Cuppy. And Cuppy was dancing on the piano while he was playing, and I thought, this is pretty funny. Well, then, with the advent of cable television, I found him on a cable show when I was in high school, and I became a big fan.
Okay.
And he had Muggsy, was one of the guys on there. Muggsy did all kinds of characters like Neil Yuck and Pot Roast, you know, he was into rock and roll. And Looney Skip Rooney, who was very bizarre. And I forget, there was another guy on the show. But anyway, it was called the Uncle Floyd Show. And, you know, so I really became enamored with it. And over the years, Uncle Floyd, he went on to do the show went on different stages. Mm-hmm. I saw him in Morristown one year, and he was on live on stage with the whole cast. And he went throughout the state. He was on what's the name? Well, it's 101.5 FM. He was guest DJing for a while. And then he actually was on XFM. He had his radio show, you know, so on Sirius. Sirius, I believe, he was on for a while.
Well, anyway, they're both together now anyway, so.
Right. And so anyway, on June 26th, he's going to be a gubernatorial candidate. The Uncle Floyd Vivino will be bringing his campaign to Asbury Lanes in Asbury Park. And this is on June 26th. According to one poll, the write-in candidates' stats stand as follow. Now, these are the gubernatorial candidates. Chris Christie is at 32%, John Corzine 23%, Chris Daggett 6%, and Uncle Floyd Vivino at 40%. So, anyway, I have the article about this. It's on the Deadline page of our website, njghs.net, and I read it, and nowhere does he mention appointing Muggsy, Looney Skip Rooney, or Cuppy to any posts. So, that said, it will just be if you want to vote for Floyd Vivino, go for it. I think that would be very cool, don't you?
You know these come up to 101?
I didn't do the math.
I just did it. It comes to 101.
All right, so then maybe it's 39% for Uncle Floyd. Who knows? Anyway, so yeah, I put the little article up there, and because I was a big fan, and it was a good show. And that would be really cool. He is all Jersey. He was born in Patterson, raised in Patterson, and so he grew up here. So I think he would be a very good governor.
Yeah, I doubt it's going to happen then.
I know, but it's
still the powers that be won't let it.
He doesn't have the money that Corzine has, that's for sure.
Nobody has that money.
Yeah. Hey, you want to do meeting announcements?
Oh, if we have to.
Okay. Let's see. Cue the music. All right. North Jersey Division is the next meeting up at bat on June 16th. That's this coming Tuesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center, which is located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. This month, the meeting topic will be demonology and exorcism. Team leader Dina Tirico will be leading the discussion. She'll be on hand. Of course, there will always be a share and scare segment. So if you have any questionable photographs or audio recordings, feel free to bring them to the meeting. Central Jersey, your meeting is coming up July 1st, and that will be led by team leader Brian McCauley in the Hazlitt Library, which is located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. That meeting runs from 7 to 8:30 p.m.
Go Mick!
Yeah. Now, all meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member, so if you're not quite sure if the NJGHS is a fit for you, show up for the meeting and then make up your mind. I'm sure we'll lose plenty of potential membership at that point.
Really?
No, I shouldn't say that because that's not nice. We have great team leaders, the meetings are fun, and a lot of good people do show up, so it would be great if you could get out and go to one of the meetings.
Yeah, they wouldn't join if we forced them to listen to the Deadline.
Right. See, there's a selling point. If you become a member, you won't have to listen to this anymore. I don't know. Ugh, whatever stuck in my eye is absolutely killing me. Anyway, I think we should take a quick break.
Oh, why not?
What the hell?
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed. What a shame we don't have any of those traits.
Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Before the end of our lives,
we're trying to figure out what is causing this massive die-off of bats that's occurring here in the Northeast and spreading.
We could see the end of an entire species of bats.
And this is, in terms of bats, this is turning out to be, appears at this point, to be about as bad as one's imagination could have it.
I think you need to pass along this love of the earth down, because it's, if you lose it, then we lose the earth in many ways.
Be a part of history for the filming of a new documentary and music journey at the Benefit for Caves concert, a music festival benefiting cave and bat preservation, 7 p.m. Saturday, August 8th, 2009, at the Widow Jane Mine, Rosendale, New York.
We can help in some small way. We'd like to be able to do that. And only through generous contributions and sponsorship, we may be able to fit a few hundred people into the entrance of this mine, the Widow Jane Mine. Hopefully we can do it.
The Benefit for Caves, August 8th, 2009 at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale soon through the Tri-State Speleologic Society. For more information, visit benefitforthecaves.com, a production of the Tri-State Speleological Society, Incorporated, and Galileo Productions, LLC.
I'm Jane Doherty, psychic medium and author of Awakening the Mystic Gift, and you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Only one credit necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart. That's $75 value. And we'll keep track of the Parashares and let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, birth time, and birth place, which would be the town and state, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. Now, this week we have a Parashare.
A shock.
I know. Dear Laura and Brian, on May 30th, I took part in the Union Cemetery hunt in Hackettstown. When I arrived, I was bummed out to discover I had left my camera at home. I turned off my cell phone and headed through the cemetery gates. I decided to help a few people find Tilly's grave who were unfamiliar with the cemetery layout. After a while, I remembered that my parents' neighbor was buried here. I had attended the funeral, and I was sure I could find his grave. As I was searching, I turned on my digital voice recorder. I was approaching his gravesite when my recorder began to beep and displayed a message that my batteries were dead. Suddenly, my cell phone chimed as if it had been turned on. My phone had never done this before. I quickly shut off my cell phone and changed batteries in my recorder. When I returned home, my wife asked me why I tried to call her on her cell phone. I looked at her as if she were crazy, and I told her I never used my phone that night. Her phone indicated I had called her at 9:36 p.m., the exact time I had my cemetery experience. We could not figure out how this could happen, as her number is not the first on my contact list, and it was not the last number I had dialed. Weird. Andrew. Thank you, Andrew. Mm-hmm. Now, all right, tech guru, explain that one.
Is she on a speed dial number?
So, in other words, if he had maybe... Yeah, but how did the phone turn itself on?
Well, it depends on what type of phone. If it's a flip phone, okay, it's a little tougher. If it's a phone that has the numbers on the outside, you put it in your pocket, you're walking around, you might push something in there that will turn the phone on. Mm-hmm. And if she's a speed dial number, you just hold like number one and it dials her. Now, the question would be, if he looks on his phone, does he see
the outgoing call? Okay.
That would be the question.
Yeah, I wonder why he didn't look at that.
Maybe he did and he just didn't put it on there.
Oh, okay.
But that would be some questions I would have to know.
Yeah, depends what type of phone he has, mm-hmm. and if he could have activated and...
Because I've seen reports that even when you shut your phone off, it's not completely off.
Really?
I've seen there's this type of software that people have gotten loaded on their phones and people can actually listen to all your conversations.
All the spy stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Even if you shut your phone off, they can still do it.
I've seen that, and that you have to actually take the battery out of the phone in order to make sure whoever installed that spyware on your phone can. Because they can remotely dial in. They can see all your text messages. They can listen to all your... Every time you get on the phone or you make a call, it beeps their phone that they've tagged
to it. Well,
heck,
they can just turn on your microphone and while you're just sitting there listening to it.
Yep, exactly. So. And if your phone's sitting on the table at lunch, they turn on your microphone and they can listen into everything you're talking. Uh-huh. So it's like a wireless tapping, bugging device. Yep. And although, you know what? When I saw that news clip, and I went and I found the software, and at the time I found it was $65. I thought, boy, wouldn't this be cool just to try it, just to see if it worked. Not that I have $65 to run an experiment, but and after a while I thought about it. I thought, oh, maybe I will. I would go. I had a little extra money. I'm like, let me go get it. And went back. It was gone. You know.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
They've taken it off the market. They have like a very dumbed down thing that you can get.
You can still find it. You just have to know where to look.
Oh really? Oh yes, Mr. Guru over here.
Well. United States companies can't probably sell it, but you can go to other nations' websites and get it.
Oh, okay, okay. But yeah, it's scary. That's what they were saying, that you know, even when you're sitting there, if you want to make sure you have privacy, you have to not only shut the phone off, you have to take the battery out of it.
But it all comes down to the same thing. You have to be aware of who has your phone. Sometimes people get some weird text messages, mm-hmm. and you're like, what the heck is this? And it might say, oh, you know, download this, or hit yes to confirm or something like that. And people just do it automatically and that downloads software.
Oh.
Or, you know, like some phones you can actually put, you know, download software from the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to be careful.
So that's what these newfangled phones and like the apps and everything that they install. Which I won't have that problem.
Well, like with the iPhone, I mean, as long as you get it directly from Apple, you're pretty safe because they test all the software in-house.
Right.
You know, nothing goes up for availability, but you can go to websites and get applications for it without going to Apple. Then you take a risk.
I see. Good to know. Well, that's pretty cool. That, you know, I hope Andrew listens to the show and looks through his call log. Of course, it would be too late at this point to see if he still has the call log.
It was just May 30th. That was, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Well, depends how many calls you get. It could exhaust the log. I know with mine, forget it. It's like...
Well, it depends on how much you use it. A lot of people don't use their cell phone a whole lot.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I pretty much... Even though now I have a landline, I'm so used to my cell phone. I call my mother and she's like, where are you? And I'm like, home. Well, why are you calling on your cell phone? I'm like, oh, that's right. I have a landline, but I forget. You know, I'm so used to... I lived for years with just a cell phone, so it's like it doesn't dawn on me.
A lot of people like that,
Oh, and you know what else is scary?
What?
The new thing with the friggin' cable TV, and because of the cable landline that I have for the phone. I was watching TV the other night, and lo and behold, my landline starts ringing, and it reads out across the television screen, incoming call from Deb, or gave her name and her phone number. And I'm looking at my screen going, oh, so now your caller ID, if your television's on and they call your landline, it comes right across
I don't have the cable telephone. I have
Right, you have Vonage. But, yeah, and I'm sitting there and I thought, isn't that cool? And the next minute I thought, no.
Why not?
I'd have to disable this. That's not privacy. What if I'm sitting with guy A on the couch watching TV and guy B or C calls and then guy A sees guy B or C and who the hell is that, you know?
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's a setting on the cable box to turn that off.
You have to go in through your menu on your remote. And I called the cable company and asked about that. She's like, oh, yeah, you just go in and whatever menu it is and... You can turn off that feature. I'm like, good to know. Not that I... please, people, I am... You know, that I don't have a starting lineup
guy
or a rotation.
A, B, C.
There's no guy A, B, or C. But I'm just thinking, for those of you out there who are maybe doing the meal plan or the rotation...
Alpha Charlie Tango.
Yeah. You might want to shut that feature off if you're entertaining one guy and you have a couple others that may be calling.
Or put a movie on.
Yeah, I don't know if it overrides that.
Sure. The movie, you don't need the cable box on.
True. But sometimes mine's on anyway, but I don't know how that would affect with the movie. Because I know one time I was watching, it was DVR'd. I was watching a DVR'd program.
Yeah, you're screwed there, too.
Yeah, and it was one of those emergency broadcast thing. And even though I was watching a videoed thing,
right.
It can override what you're watching, and it's still... It was a tornado warning. A tornado was heading this way. And I'm like, well, it's a good thing that they have the ability to even override what you're watching.
Oh, yeah, it's because everything's on the cable box. They have complete control of that.
Yeah, it's amazing. So there you go. ways to make you more paranoid. Not parashare, but paranoid. All right, we're going to take another quick break.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, I'm Charles J. Adams III, the author of Cape May Ghost Stories and many other local ghost books, and you're listening to the Deadline podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, I just want to remind everybody that if you haven't done so, especially we've actually gotten a lot of new members lately. I don't know if you've noticed the little stat marker there on the Who's Who page, but it has climbed. By the last count, I think we're at 650. So, and 2 memberships came through today. So I did forward those names on to Dina. I said, in case these people show up tonight for the cemetery hunt, they won't have their cards because they literally, the PayPal just came through today. I can't process it that fast. But up until this point, I churned out a bunch of them last week, and we're at 650.
Jeez.
But I don't know if all of you realize that, you know, you should join our Yahoo group, and the link is right on our homepage of njghs.net, and that way, like, the weather today is fairly iffy, and if it's going to be raining tonight, you know, it would help you if you were on the Yahoo group, you would get the email blasted into your inbox to let you know the cemetery hunt's canceled for inclement weather reasons. You know, I mean, granted, yes, you can constantly log in and check the website, which, hey, I appreciate the hits. You know, that's great. But, you know, to save yourself that aggravation, if you join the Yahoo group, that way you get in touch with us faster. I mean, we get in touch with you faster to let you know if things are canceled.
Well, actually, we say you get in touch with everyone faster.
Yeah, I get in touch
with
everyone
faster. Since you are the only one who can send out emails.
Exactly, and that's the other benefit. It's not one of those groups on Yahoo where every time somebody says something, it hits everybody's inbox and all these threads start amassing and your box is clogged in no time. So it's just I who can send out these messages, and I'll let you know if the cemetery hunt's been canceled or if we had to change a little something or if there's directions that you need to know. I'll blast it out to everybody.
So Dina, Laura's the only one who can clog your box.
All right, and I don't. I average, what, 1 a week?
If that,
you know. And it's usually because maybe something came through that, you know, like there's couple people have emailed me through MySpace saying, hey, we're having this ghost hunt or a conference, and I know it's going to be a while before we're recording more shows for the deadline, so I'll blast it out through the Yahoo thing, so that way you can get your information a little bit more timely in that sense. So, yeah, if you're a new member, make sure you go to njghs.net and sign up for the Yahoo group. The link is on the homepage. It's a free service, and then you'll only get these emails from me, so don't worry about it. And then what's good about it, too, if you want to reply, it doesn't hit everybody's inbox. If you actually get a Yahoo blast and you're not sure, you want to ask a question, and you hit reply, it comes directly to me. So nobody else gets bombarded.
No dumb questions.
Well, yeah, they're out there. You know, like, well, what time's the cemetery hunt? What time do we meet? It's on the website, okay? Here we go again. Meanwhile, the person is sending this, mind you, from an iPhone. An iPhone that could access the internet right in the palm of his hand.
I know.
And he took all that time to email from his little iPhone that, what time do we have to meet? I'm like, well, dude, if you could figure all that out on your little, little iPhone, why couldn't you have just pulled up the website and bingo, there's all the info. Yeah. Okay, and I'm unemployed. It just boggles the mind. Anyway, don't forget to be a friend on America's Haunted Road Trip, the MySpace of the paranormal. Go to www.americashauntedroadtrip.com. Should we clue everybody in as to why that's our little dig?
I don't know. Do you want to?
Well, it was funny because one day Brian and I were recording the shows and we had to record a commercial.
Not for us.
It was for a nonprofit venture, and actually the commercial does air on the show, so I don't want to give away too much. But we got a dry run done. We did all the shows. We thought we had everything done, lock, stock, and barrel. Shut down the shop. We go to lunch. We come back from lunch, and the
We did the dry run, and we sent it off to the person.
We sent it off. We finished our shows. We went and had lunch. We came back, and as I'm packing up stuff, Brian reads his email and says, "Oh, great, the guy's not happy with the commercial because of the way you said www." Now, anytime you've ever heard anyone give a website, don't they say www dot? It's like real fast, right? And he said that's not correct. Everybody has the tendency to say www, and the real pronunciation is a double U, as if he, and he wrote out the word double and the letter U. W-W-W. So we had to redo that. We had to unpack my stuff. We had to hook everything back up. And we sat down and we redid the commercial, and I was very careful to enunciate www dot. So now every time we have to read a W, see, I can't do www.
Just take it out then.
Yeah, and
most people don't use say it.
You don't even need to say it anymore, and that's where, like, the script was so hard because they had all these long words, and I'm trying to think, okay, I need to pronounce and enunciate these words correctly.
Right.
And he had on the schedule for the script that he wrote, mm-hmm. One part had a 16-second window, and in 16 seconds, I'm the blah, 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 all this verbiage, you know?
Well, you did it, so.
I did it, but I had it modified. I had to leave out, like, www at one point and just give the damn website, because most people know when you say .com, yeah. They know it's a site, you know?
Well, you don't have, even when you put it in the website, you don't have to put in the www's anymore.
Yeah, it just automatic, right? When you're doing if you're on a browser and you just type in a name, it defaults to that.
You know, njghs.com or .net.
Jesus.
Whichever. Jeez.
Well, .com was the evil one.
Oh, whatever. It would take you to their site. But, it automatically recognizes to automatically put that in, mm-hmm. And go there. So you don't even need it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Most people don't, even in commercials, you don't see them saying, go to www.meded.com. Whatever, you know?
Yeah, really, because when you're driving or whatever and you're going to hear a commercial, you're not going to really care about that extraneous triple W. You're going to, what's the site? I'm driving, right. I just want to get this in my head fast enough. So anyway, so that's our little inside thing, because when we came back and we had to record it, you know, and Brian was making sure that I said www, and then... Anyway, so that was our little inside joke, and now you're privy to it. Yay! Anyway, so if you go to americashauntedroadtrip.com, and if you don't want to remember all that, I do have the logo and link right on the homepage of our site. You can register for America's Haunted Road Trip, and it's great. That way you get in touch with authors like Charlie Adams, Patty Starr, Jane Doherty, and other paranormal investigators and paranormal fans. So it's really cool. They're actually running a contest right now, too. So if you want to try your hand at being a paranormal writer or author, they're having a writing contest, and you can write up your ghostly story or whatever your haunted story is and submit it through their contest. So I advise you check that out if you're someone who wants to finally be published. And I think that's it for now. Like I said, these are going to be short and sweet.
To the point.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. So thank you, Brian Sant, the NJGHS. Ah, this eye of mine, technician and producer of the Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
Of course, our team leaders, Dina Chirico and Brian McCauley. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.